Let's bring things closer to home. And joining me now is Doris Martinez with the Onan Staffing. And it's a member of the Staffing Services Association of Illinois. And we've talked in this program for a while about on various sides of the issue of this what's called the Fair Work Week Ordinance, the staffing scheduling mandate ordinance for how it affects workers, how it affects employers. And it's truly, this is not an ordinance that's necessarily, I think you'd agree, is not a proposal that it's one size fits all.
You're right.
I mean, as far as concerns, employer concerns that you have, maybe you could explain where you're coming from on this.
So as a staffing company, our major concern is that with this ordinance, we will lose the flexibility that we offer to our client companies and our employees. It would take away that flexibility that now employees have to come into one of our companies. You know, we have, staffing companies are a huge employer in Chicago and Chicagoland and surrounding suburbs. And just the fact that we would have to give advance notice to employees 72 to 2 weeks, and that employee would no longer be able to walk into one of our offices and be able to get work that very same day. So that would be taken away from people that really can't afford to have, you know, to lose that.
Is there more of like a transient nature in the people that work in staffing services that's part of the concern here?
Well, we have, you know, over the years, there's a lot of diversity. There's we have people that, you know, just want seasonal work. We have people that, because women, single mothers that maybe are looking for extra money or can work only in the weekends. So it's all kinds of walks of life that come in through our offices to earn extra money, or people that just want a second job. So, or that can only, you know, work in the afternoon for a second shift or a third shift. So the reasons for people to walk in through our doors vary, but, you know, it's just the flexibility that they're able to do that. And with this ordinance, it would definitely take that away.
Well, let's talk about what, this is something that the Chicago Federation of Labor is very much in support of. Bob Ryder here, the president of the CFL, explaining his support for it. And, I mean, let's talk about what they're asking for, if you would.
So what they're saying is that so right now, say that one of our clients, you know, they have a big order, one of the manufacturing clients that we have, and they say, okay, listen, tomorrow I need, and it could be, you know, as soon as the next day. So today they'll call in for an order. They'll say, we need your services. We need 10 additional people for tomorrow for whatever process, you know, what we need. So we would lose that, because now we would have to reach out to all of our existing employees, and wait for them to get back to us and give them a schedule. But, you know, because it's the next day, I mean, the law says 72 hours.
The proposal, that's what I was going to say, the proposal they're talking about, what are they asking for in that proposal?
So they're asking that we would have to notify them to 72 hours in advance, or 2 weeks, and then if we need to cancel, then we would have to pay them for the lost hours plus, what is that? So, but we already have that. We have a 4-hour minimum that we pay if we cancel the employee for whatever reason. We have a 4-hour that we do pay out. So, but that's what the law is calling for, and it opposes what our companies stand for, which is flexibility. We wouldn't have the luxury to do that anymore.
We're speaking with Doris Martinez with Onan Staffing. We're talking about the proposed workplace scheduling ordinance that's a discussion going on in the Chicago City Council. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. I'm speaking with Doris Martinez with Onan Staffing. That's a firm that's a member of the Staffing Services Association of Illinois. we're talking about the workplace scheduling ordinance that is under discussion in the city council, something that Bob Ryder from the Chicago Federation of Labor said expects passage on later this month. I know in talking to him that there has been, and even in the past, there were discussions about various exemptions based on, you know, certain size companies, based on certain needs. I know Sam Toya from the Restaurant Association has talked about, you know, restaurant staffing and how the hospitality industry needs some kind of flexibility because, you know, sometimes you get a lot of people, you get a surge of people coming into a hotel or a surge of people at a restaurant that isn't always as predictable. And I guess that's kind of the real ultimate issue here is, you know, flexibility versus, you know, wanting to have an established schedule. But not all jobs are scheduling, is what you said.
Right.
Can be scheduled. Have there been talks about trying to get, you know, staffing firms, those kinds of firms, exempted out of this ordinance, or some provision for how many employees, you know, the size limit on who's affected by this ordinance?
I believe right now they've actually started, well, is anyone that has over 100 employees. So we would, you know, definitely our industry would be extremely affected by that because we are a large employer as an industry. We're a large employer here in Chicago. We have a huge presence. So it would, you know, it would definitely affect all of us.
But have there been discussions about exempting staffing
I know
firms?
That we've actually met with the alderman, and we've had very good conversations with the sponsors in the Mayor Lightfoot's office. So, you know, we're hoping that we can find a compromise and that we, you know, they can consider it that we want to be exempted.
So you noted on the one hand that you do compensate if there's a cancellation, which is one of the conditions that's in this proposed ordinance. But, I mean, is there anything else that you can do from your employment as an employer here to try to provide some kind of predictability against flexibility?
I mean, we can. You know, we do have long-term clients, but at the same time, because of the supply and demand from a client standpoint, that, you know, they might, you know, again, it's just the fact that we would not be able to provide that employment, that the same day employment, the next day employment to anyone new, because we would have to definitely reach out to anyone that's already in our database, in our system. And sometimes, you know, it's hard. It's hard to do that.
And I mean, I would assume, too, that part of those employees, part of why they do this is because of that flexibility.
Oh, yeah,
aspect.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is definitely
They don't want to have a traditional 9-to-5 jobs that is scheduled.
Absolutely. We are not a traditional employer, and that is what makes us different, and this is why we're asking for the exemption.
So if you don't get this exemption and the ordinance goes into place as is, what does that do for the staffing industry?
It would be devastating for our industry, you know, and it would hurt the people that need it the most, you know, because of the, if we violate any of what they want to, by law, we could be sued, we could have hefty penalties, and, you know, so it would be devastating for us.
What, for example, your company, what are these, where do these employees work at?
I mean,
seriously, no, I mean, what is kind of the gamut? What's the range of?
We service our clients from array of, you know, industries. We're in manufacturing, we're in distribution. Right now we're in logistics. You know, that's a big industry that's coming up because of all the distribution that's going on. So, you know, even bakeries, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of our members also has substitute teachers, you know, so.
And So, I mean, part of it is it's fill-in work. Part of it is supplemental work.
Yes, yes. You know, and that helps the economy grow. I mean, you think about clients that, you know, if you'd have to go out and hire 20 people for a week, it doesn't really make sense, right? So that's why the staffing industry is there, and it helps out that with that growth, and it provides, you know, additional money for people that need it.
So where do you see this thing going?
Well...
Well, I mean, it's...
As I said, you know, we're really, really hoping. We're not the only, obviously, the only industry that's looking for a better path forward, you know, a resolution. And we hope that, you know, we would be considered to, because of the nature of our industry and the employment, you know, the size of the employer that we are, that... people consider that, and the people that have, that want to pass this, and that they realize that it's going to be hurting people. And I hope, because we all want to help, right? And if we want to maintain that opportunity for people, I mean, we're a gateway for someone to come and walk in the door. We provide training, you know, hands-on guidance on how to interview. Where else in a traditional employer, you're not going to be able to walk in the door, go through what jobs you have open, and say, yeah, I'm interested. When can I start? And you say, today. And you say, really? Okay, I could start today. I could have money by the end of the week, and, you know, whatever. So it would be devastating for people, for us not to be exempted, and we have to abide by the new law, and it was... You know, it's just, it would be chaos, really.
As I mentioned earlier, there was provisions at work in the previous city council, negotiations going on there. That, obviously, the old city council came and went. There was no action on the ordinance. This is now the new city council, and as I said, CFL expects action on the ordinance this month. But, I mean, were there provisions... in the previous talks, that actually, you know, were more beneficial towards staffing or staffing agencies or the hospitality industry?
You know, I honestly don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. It's been a few years now that, you know, Chicago has the Day in Labor Act that just protects the employees, and you know, the fact that we have so many laws that just protect a person who is an employee, and you know, I've been in the industry for a very long time, and it's amazing that it's so rewarding for me to stay. I stay in it because we do provide employment opportunities for people that would be taken away. So hopefully, we'll see.
No, it sounds like, I mean, what you're saying sounds very much like what Sam Toya says from the Restaurant Association is, you know, these are in many respects gateway or entry level positions, and providing some experience that, you know, as far as like the restaurant industry, that you can be in the back of the house and you're going to gain so much experience, you'll be in the front of the house and you may end up running your own business.
And we've had that. We've had a lot of our clients, they hire a lot of our people. You know, they're employees, they're great employees, they become supervisors, and you're absolutely right. I have a prime example of somebody that was, you know, general labor, and now it's a BP, you know, BP of operations, which is amazing. That's amazing for us to say that.
Sure. I mean, because that's a great goal. It's a great goal story to be able to demonstrate.
Absolutely. You know, didn't have the means of going to college or anything like that, but like you said, hands-on experience. I mean, that's valuable.
And in this economy, you know, there's a lot of transients going on,
yes.
And there needs to be some kind of flexibility, obviously, but also some dependability,
yes.
Too.
Yes, absolutely.
That's Doris Martinez with Onan Staffing, part of a member of the Staffing Services Association of Illinois, and that's their views on the Fair Work Week Ordinance, as it's being called, which is being considered by the Chicago City Council, expectation that they'll act on that later this month. Doris, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll be back with more right after this.